Cool.
This is Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Hello, my lovers. Welcome to Dates and Mates, your source for love in the modern world and what the heck we can do about it. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, your certified dating coach and TV dating expert of Question of Love, premiering at some date, somewhere in TV screens near you soon. Ray Christian is my co-host. He's the CEO of the Textbird app. On screens near you right now in the App Store.
Hello. How do you do, little lady?
I am a little lady, as it turns out.
How do you do?
I went to record something yesterday, and they were like, oh, you're smaller than I thought you were going to be.
But that hair, though.
But the hair is big and beautiful.
Dare I say it looks exotic?
Dare you not
Are you
say
offended
it.
By that?
Dare you not say. You, I know, you got a little big hair, don't care, going on your own self.
Can you see it with the things?
With I the can ear? Always, I see everything.
You do see everything. You're hating on my hair, hurting
I'm
my
not
feelings.
Hating. Ray Christian, don't you want a friend to be looking out for you and tell you the truth? What if you had something in your teeth before we started recording?
Okay, but that's objective. That's very objective. You saying I don't like your hair?
I didn't say I don't like your hair.
You look like a car wreck with that hat on. That's,
you're completely putting words in my mouth.
It's okay. I love you too. It's all right.
All right. We're getting off to a great start, Producer Thomas.
We certainly are.
We don't even have a he said, she said to be able to debate back and forth, but maybe we can have a meeting of the minds during the dating dish.
I mean, we got Thomas with the even Steven hair and the beard every
As
time.
As always, consistent. Keep it consistent. All that's right. The name of the game.
Let's
Steve's dating dish.
One thing that's not staying so consistent is another celebrity divorce. Seems like tis the season for celebrity breakups. And Mel B and Stephen Belafonte are the next couple to be bitten by the divorce bug. This story, Ray Christian, is crazy. I thought I knew everything about it. And then I was reading a new article today and I realized that the plot was so much thicker than I even thought. There's a real situation going on with their nanny, who seems to have been caught up in some sort of strange love triangle with them and either was or was not at some point pregnant with Steven's baby and may or may not have been paid to get an abortion by Mel B. I mean, you really don't know what's going on behind closed doors, do you?
And we talked about this a little bit before, my befuddlement with the fame and long-lasting notoriety of all the Spice Girls. Do you know how much Mel B is worth?
About $4 or $5.
$40 million. Off what, one good album? Like, those Spice Girls, they got some legs out of that little run.
Here's what I will say. Yes, we did talk about the Spice Girls, and you were putting down on it, but they were an international sensation, and many of them, I think, were very clever in leveraging their fame into something else. And so,
true,
you know, there was a life to Posh Spice after, and Scary Spice became a thing. And so it's not like that was the one album she did, I think, but it's not like... it's not like Mel hasn't done other things. And obviously she's catapulted herself back into the spotlight through the magic of reality television as well.
This one's kind of the interesting love triangle, where usually it's like if a man and a wife or a man and a woman bring in a third girl, it's usually the girlfriend or the wife that gets ultimately hurt, I think. I think that would be the common outcome. And in this case, it's not. It sounds like Mel B was doing a little bit of the attack mode, getting her drunk, getting the nanny drunk, allegedly, and initiating threesomes with her. Like, this is a little bit of an oddball love triangle story.
It's a very strange story. And then he has ties to the porn industry, and some of these issues were causing the court to block him from seeing their daughter. I mean, this is, you can't write this kind of stuff. I hope all of the writers of the softcore porn novels are paying attention, because you literally could not make this story up if you tried.
Do you think that any love triangle in a healthy relationship inserting one other person can ever work out for the best?
You know me, Ray. I don't like to talk in absolutes, because I it wouldn't work for me. But there are plenty of people that are in polyamorous relationships and triads, and they think it works for them. I haven't seen it, but who am I to say that you can't have a loving relationship with a husband and a nanny?
So you think monogamish can actually work in select scenarios?
For some people, it wouldn't work for me.
Okay.
Could it work for you?
I've never tried it, and I do like to say, don't knock it till you tried it, but my significant other probably would protest a bit, and I would respect that.
Okay, I have one more question for you then.
Shoot.
This is about something else. Would you ever try virtual reality dates?
In the abstract or with my current girlfriend?
Let's just say in the abstract. Let's use our imagination, since that's what we're being called to do.
Yes.
In modern times.
I would. Indeed.
Well, this is the next story of today hit the National Post. Now, this isn't the first time we've talked about virtual reality dating on this show, but now it's seeming that there are companies that are moving us towards virtual reality dating officially. So they're actually... is the ability through Tinder, Tinder unveiled a headset at the International Consumer Electronics Show. I was going to tell you where it was, but doesn't matter where it was, because if you're in virtual reality, you could really be anywhere. And so their feeling is that they're moving into a space where your first date or later dates could happen in virtual reality. There was also that elitist dating app, The League, that is testing a collaboration with Oculus and River Studios to throw VR blind date parties across America. So this isn't now a concept. This is actually something that dating sites and companies are moving towards promoting. And I have to say, for one, not to be a little old-fashioned, but I have no idea how virtual reality dating really could work.
Quick little tangent, The League calling themselves the elitist dating app. That's brilliant branding. Like, we're the elitist
show. This, the article did. But
Textpert, we're the elitist advice app.
But that's the whole thing. It's like, oh, you can't get in. That's right. The whole point of The League.
So this is a trend that is fascinating, and it kind of actually gets into some like philosophical debates about like, what is reality? And is it just, you know, sensory interactions and neurons in our brain? And virtual reality is something that's coming fast, and so is artificial intelligence in many ways. In fact, we're working on that as well. But I think it's a good thing as a time saver. If it's like our dates are like pretend scuba diving or pretend going to the Eiffel Tower, that's a little bit weird and sounds gimmicky. But a first date, or even like a speed date, to like, instead of just matching on Tinder, I can see you and your body language and your eye movements and your power signaling and all this stuff in a 5-minute exchange without having to hold the whole Uber over to the date, deal with the date, get the drinks. That's a time saver. And body language in the first minute or 30 seconds, they say, you do really size up and get the measure of somebody quite well.
But how can you actually see this in VR? Like, you're not looking into someone's eyes. I think that that is something that cannot be replicated by a created experience. You know, it's not, they're not really there. And I think that chemistry, I'm always hearing from clients about this nebulous chemistry. I don't see how you can feel chemistry if you're not actually sitting in the room with them.
So that's another interesting debate. You know, is some of the reason that you and I work well together because of some energy in the room, or is the reason you feel that that like a little butterfly in your stomach on a date because of some energy, some dimension we can't see? That's a different debate, and I would agree with that. Sometimes it's just that buzz, that energy, that vibe. But I think you can actually size someone up and get the measure, somewhat of a measure of them, based off their body language. Like, some extent off a picture, even more so seeing a video of them or interacting with them on a video. And then, of course, the best way is to be sitting next to them. But
right.
I would say a VR is better than a picture, wouldn't you?
I would. And I actually think it's better than a video, because a video is recorded in a vacuum without the interaction. So at least you have the natural response to what you say. But I do think there's something about the chemistry of two people being together that can't be replicated in a virtual environment. There's more news that's fit to print in the dating and relationship world. There was actually a really provocative article on SheKnows.com about how infertility affects relationships. I didn't know this. We're in the midst of National Infertility Week. It kicked off on the 23rd. And it highlights the importance of discussing the role that infertility can play in modern dating and relationships. And I do have friends that have dealt with infertility challenges, and it really does put a strain on them and their relationships. And I think we underestimate, because you think, oh, well, that's just what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to meet someone, you get married, well, your order might be a little different, but you meet someone, you get married, you have a baby. And if anywhere along that process, things go a little bit different, you feel like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I the one that can't get pregnant? I fortunately did not have that problem. I'm like, it's too fertile. Both of my kids were first tries. I was like, oh, wait, I got to close down this factory. But, you know, I actually felt really guilty that, like, I can get pregnant like this. And there are friends of mine that have been trying for years and, you know, kind of look at their partner like, is it me? Is it them? Is it us together? Why is it not happening?
Reading this article as a man, I was kind of surprised how in like a short little paragraph of each story, I got almost a little bit emotional, and it was kind of poignant hearing these like very personal and concise stories about how infertility affected these women. And, you know, we are kind of genetically wired to have one purpose on this earth, essentially, if you think about it, and that is to continue surviving through time, through our genetic code and passing that on, propagating. And we almost assume that we are failures genetically or evolutionarily if we can't have a kid. And I don't think that's the case, because, you know, it's a much less one-to-one ratio or proportion. But look at dogs, for instance. If you have an insane dog owner, that dog's going to be kind of weird. They're not related genetically by any means. And if you have a really good owner, generally the dogs are really good. And I think to a certain extent, proportionally, that would relate to kids. And I think that's why, if you are infertile, I think adoption is, it's growing on me. If it's an outcome you have to pursue, because you can impact that person with your will and your energy. It doesn't have to be your actual baby.
Yeah, I'm a fan of adoption, and I also have a lot of friends that have adopted and relatives. But, you know, it's pretty complicated in today's world, and especially, like, there was one story about the fostering to adopt. And that situation is very complicated, and many times it actually creates more strife for the parents, because many times they don't end up getting the kid after they've cared for them for years. Before we go to break, I did want to just add one more story, because I like to educate everybody about what's really happening out there in the world and the terms that people are using. You're talking about the genetic predisposition to spread your seed. And so I have to share about this new term called stealthing that Maxim just reported on. And this is like blowing up the internet. I did not even know that this was a thing, but this practice of stealthing means that men take off condoms during sex without their partner's consent. And they believe it's because of this need to spread the seed. But what you should know is that, well, first of all, it's totally not cool, not okay.
So, like, and when the lights are low, and she can't see, the guy whips off the condom kind of thing?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to her?
Unbeknownst to her. And there was actually a Swiss man that was charged with rape for doing this. Because they said, yeah, like, she didn't consent to it. And if she becomes impregnated or gets an STI or something else, then she didn't consent to that during sex. So complicated.
This is the male cousin of another term on the women's side, which is known as pulling the goalie. Do you know what pulling the goalie is?
Well, the goalie being birth control. Right. Yeah, and being like, oh, no, I'm totally off of it.
And then I'm totally on it.
I'm totally on it. And then, yeah, you're totally off of it.
Both, I think, are reprehensible tactics.
Yeah.
Stealthing, don't stealth, or pull the goalie.
Well, we do have a lot of jokes to share. We got better than jokes. We have your questions that you've posted on the TextBird app this week right after this break. So stick around, and we'll be answering your love dilemmas right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. At 800-610-9070.
Welcome back to Dates and Mates. I love the questions that we get from listeners like you at home. Everybody has a love drama. There's no stupid questions. Right, Ray? No stupid questions on TextBird?
Well, there's always some stupid questions in life.
All right. Well, we'll try and give you the smartest answers possible in today's Technically Dating.
Technically Dating.
We got our axe pick and our grinder, and we went digging for gold, and we got some. So let's dive in. We got a young lady from Alabama, Alabama. She says, went on a first date last night, and it went well. He was super flirty and even asked me to hang out Saturday. He hasn't contacted me today, but he has been online on the dating app we matched on. I'm pissed off by this. Is that out of line that I feel this way?
Girlfriend, you have every right to be pissed off, but you better not say anything to him about it, because you will just derail the dating train. Because in the early phase of dating, and this is sort of an American custom. I know it varies from country to country, but the American way, you're in Alabama, so I'm going to teach you the American way to date. I wonder if she's in S-Town, Alabama. In Alabama, the custom is you are nobody's property. You are dating until you both decide to be exclusive. So even though you had a great first date, you lay no claim to this man at this point. And I think it's a wonderful thing that he took the initiative and asked you out for Saturday. And I hope he follows through on that request and didn't say it out of being too drunk and in the moment. But if you take that anger that you have and direct it back at him and question him and challenge him, you're going to make a good thing possibly run away.
Well, all right, hold the phone for just a sec. So you're saying she has no claim on him, but she can also be pissed. How does that work?
You can be pissed about a lot of things. The question is, what are you going to do about it? You can hold your feelings. Hold a space for your feelings is what I'm saying. But do not act upon that feeling, because that is not going to be an acceptable feeling in the public marketplace of dating.
I think she ought not be pissed or angry. As you said, she has no claim. She has nothing on this guy. Until you two are exclusive, clearly exclusive. All bets are off. You can't get mad at anything he does.
I think we're in agreement. I'm just saying, I'm acknowledging your feelings. Because I, like, even though you don't have a claim, you still could be like, oh, man, like, is he going to go out and find something better? But you cannot act upon that.
Okay. I would take it further. I think she's being unreasonable and she's being a baby for being mad after a first date that he's back on the dating app. Like, what? Are you guys getting married? Is it a done deal? Did he propose? Like, I'm confused.
I think what exacerbates the situation is that he hasn't contacted her as well. So she's already starting to doubt, was that real? Did he really mean to ask me out on Saturday? Or is he now just already thrown his, don't say that word.
The D?
No, I was going to say throwing his pole back in the water to do some more fishing. Just say it, Timona. Just
maybe
say
he's
it.
Not happy with the fish he's already got. And that's too bad. So we got a another question. I like her username. I usually don't share, but Dorky Chick. I'm already kind of liking this girl. She's 16. She says, I've been dating the same guy for 6 months, and we just act like friends. We don't hold hands or even kiss. I wouldn't mind doing those things, and I'm curious if anyone knows why he might not or what I should do about it.
Okay, let's remind everyone she's 16 years old.
Well, can we extrapolate? Let's say it's for any age.
Yeah, but particularly at 16 years old, you are still figuring yourself out. And I think it's possible if this guy has been with you for 6 months and doesn't even hold your hands or kiss you, either one, you're not actually in a relationship. I hate to break it to you. Or two, this guy just hasn't opened the closet door yet.
You think he's a little light in the loafers?
I think it's one of those two things. Because
got some sugar in the gas tank?
I found one of my old journals from like when I was in high school. And the amount of times that I fell in love and out of love without the other person having any idea that it was happening, I was a romantic even back then. And it's like remarkable now. And some of them definitely were gay or are gay now.
How many gay men have you been in love with?
Oh, there's no... carry the one.
Move the decimal point.
More than 10, certainly.
What?
But not in a relationship with. I'm saying in love within my mind. Let's remember I was a theater major. Let us remember that.
Okay.
And
so
I've been doing theater since I was 12 years old.
That's okay.
No, I think it's just what you're exposed to.
You like
a
more feminine.
No, but we talked about how you're attracted to what you're familiar with.
Okay.
So this is the same reason why people say like, oh, I wouldn't date a black guy because you're I don't know what voice that was, but that was Dorky Chick. I wouldn't date a black guy just because she's not exposed to black guys. And what's familiar to her is someone of a different race. So for me, what was familiar to me were gay men because that's who you met at the theater. I don't know. But
that
in general,
sense.
I'm a pretty high T lady. And so for me, I am generally more comfortable with men that are a little bit more high E men.
Got that estrogen popping.
Yeah.
A little more balance. Got the effeminate side. I agree. That makes sense. And by the way, do you remember how good holding hands was at 16? It was like first base. It felt amazing.
Holding hands feels good now.
It does, actually.
But not cuddling.
Because that's normal. Because cuddling sucks.
I never said I was normal. I just happen to be educated in this field.
I would tell her, tell him, I'm curious why we don't have any affection. Why don't we kiss or hold hands? Should I be worried? Let's see what he says.
He has no idea that he's dating her. I think he has no idea.
Probably. Can't even kiss. I mean, 6 months.
Not even holding hands.
By the way, there's a new change as we move along. There's a new change to the textbook questions. I don't know tell me when you spot it, but I'll continue.
Oh, I see. There's like a little emoji.
We've got moods.
Oh, if that person posts their question and they're like, she's feeling pensive.
Mm-hmm.
He's feeling sad. She's feeling sad.
I like changes. It.
Thank okay. You. Download the Textbird app. Post your question. Let us know how you feel.
Tell us your mood. Let's get moody. All right. So we have
Sad Sadie here.
Her mood is a little sad. She says, very conflicted right now. ! Had sex recently with no condom. And he pulled out, but it was a close call and almost in me. I'm debating taking plan B, but I'm sure he would have told me if he did it in me. I don't know.
Right. I feel like you pick these questions because you know it's going to set me off. So
triggered.
I'm going to try to keep my composure. First of all. Why is she not on birth control? She's a sexually active lady of 18 years old. Let's just prepare. It's not his responsibility. It is both of your responsibilities. If the main thing is that you don't want to get pregnant. But there's another major problem, my dear. You can't have sex without a condom with this guy that you don't really, you're not in a relationship with. Unless you know that he is not carrying any communicable diseases. And I don't know why we have to keep talking about this. I don't know why the kids are getting lax about this these days. But this is not a laughing. This is not a laughing matter, Ray.
You know what? This actually could be a he said, she said. Because I think the matter is a bit more gray than it is black and white. And I also have some bones to pick with the whole birth control industry. I think there are clearly some issues with birth control, what it does to women, what it does to their fertility, the long-term consequences. That's a whole nother thing. So we probably don't have the scope right now to get into the condoms versus no condoms, birth control versus no birth control. But I think that it's a conversation. It's not hard and fast.
Condoms, however, are hard and fast. I do not play with that.
Okay, well, real quick.
She's not in a relationship with this guy, clearly.
She's not. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they are. The STD conversation is also a little bit more nuanced these days, now that we know more. Now that we know how difficult it is to actually. So, for instance, herpes. Condom or no condom makes no difference.
Yes, I know.
So that kind of negates that. And then the HIV, it's gone down now to like 0.000001. Is it still a danger? Is it incredibly scary and dangerous? Sure.
Could she still get chlamydia and could it make her infertile? Yes. For the rest of her life? She's only 18.
I've been fortunate to not have gotten any, but all those others, chlamydia, gonorrhea, all the others, it's like a pill, right? You take an antibiotic and it's gone a week later. Is that not the case?
No.
It's not? Okay.
See, we're going to come back at this.
Well, okay, before we move on, she is this
sexual
young lady,
health is really important.
This young lady is in a tight spot. She thinks he might have come a little bit inside of her, or ejaculated inside of her. She's not sure. What ought she do now? I would say take the plan B to be safe. What say you?
I would say first she should look at her ovulation calendar. And see the probability of her being pregnant if she has a regular cycle. See, now we're getting clinical.
Does that work, the rhythm method? So if you, like, any amount of sperm,
it's biology. Matter? If she has a regular cycle, it's biology.
So if it's not during the ovulation period.
It's actually quite hard to get pregnant, actually. I mean, we talked about infertility earlier.
You're the perfect example.
But I was having sex within my fertility window.
You were, okay. You're working with that window. Got it.
Right.
Outside that window, so the rhythm method you think is somewhat effective?
It's somewhat effective. But the problem is a lot of women have no idea what their cycle is and don't even know when they're ovulating. So, because taking the plan B, I mean, there's like a lot of side effects. It's not really a pleasant thing. Certainly more pleasant than an abortion. But
plan B is just a high dose of birth control. So you can say the same thing about birth control as being dangerous and unpleasant for the body.
Yeah, but no. But the side effects of birth control are not the same as the side effects of taking Plan B.
Okay.
Because it's a concentrated dose. You know, so you'll get nauseous and
last quick
cramping.
Question for you.
Yeah.
I've read that the ovulation period within any given month for a woman can actually move a couple days early, a couple days late. Is that true?
Yeah. So anywhere within like a 5-day span, you could become pregnant.
Got it.
But that's 5 days out of 28.
It can be day one. It can be day five. But it can move a little bit.
It can move a little bit. And, you know, the egg can be fertilized in different spots. We're getting so clinical.
This
and everybody just went, is it interesting?
Fascinating stuff.
We should get a fertility doctor in the house to really talk about it.
That would actually be a good idea. Well, speaking of, we're kind of naughty on this section of technically dating. So let's keep it going. We have a young lady. She's 22. She says, men, only answer this, please. Sorry, Damona, you're out. What do you think of women with pubic hair? A guy I know says he likes it, but I really didn't think men like that sort of thing. I don't think I could ever let a man perform oral sex on me if I had pubic hair. And there's a curious emoji.
You're a guy, so I guess you get to answer this one.
Well, I was being facetious. Of course, I want your opinion. You've got some...
I know. I want to know your opinion.
So I think just like everything else in sex and in life, everything's possible. The extreme, either way, and in the middle. So there sure definitely could be some guys that are into it. I think the vast majority are not and prefer either neatly trimmed or not much at all. And I fall in that category, personally. So it could
like,
be either way, though.
I feel like I've never gone like full Brazilian. I'm deathly afraid of that. And I feel like any guy that expects that of you should get his ass waxed as well. And then we'll talk about
why is it like very painful?
Yes, extremely. Any waxing is extremely painful.
Well, there's like expecting it. Yeah, you're a jerk. But if you can ask, can't you ask as a man?
Yeah,
as a boyfriend.
Yeah, I can ask, and I can ask you to do the same. Right?
Why do you care if my starfish is fully waxed? What does that do for you?
No, it's for you to
just
have
so
empathy. For you
okay.
to have empathy for the experience. So I'm too afraid to go, you know, all up in there. But I feel like to me it's actually a little bit unnatural. Like that women want to completely remove hair, then it's like I don't know, it's a little bit like child pornographic to me.
No,
I don't know.
No,
it
you
is
can't
to me.
Take it there. You can't
to me,
take it there.
I did. It's there. It's already there. To me. I'm not a guy.
For a man to have a preference for no hair has no correlation to a man wanting a child.
It looks like a child's body then.
Well,
how do you separate the woman?
Well, why do women get their lips waxed and their armpits waxed? That's how children look. Does that make you like a child? I think men, the vast majority of
actually,
men,
that
fair
is why.
Or not.
That is why.
What?
So we can look younger, more youthful, right?
Okay.
Yeah. That's really why we do anything.
Right. Okay. Which I think is okay, but that doesn't make you a child molester.
I get my eyebrows waxed so I can look surprised all the time, though.
Look
at
interested.
At the things that you say.
Just pretend to look interested.
I just got them waxed last week. How do I look?
You look very interested. Everything I've been saying.
What would my emoji be right now? What would my mood?
Curious and excited.
And excited?
Well, we'll develop one just for you, the Damona emoji.
Make the eyebrows super arched. That's a good question.
So I think the safe play, the high percentage play for a woman is to go a little neat, if not all the way, because I think the vast majority of men prefer that. I could be wrong. I can't speak for the entire male race, but I think the vast majority prefer that.
I think neat grooming is good overall.
Mm-hmm. Actually, male grooming is a question I would have for you, but I digress. Let's move along. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have actually, there's a question posted on a new feature we have on the app. It's a question of the week, and we got a bunch of responses. What is the best way to tell a guy you just want to be friends without hurting his feelings?
Here's the thing. You have to live your truth. You cannot be caught up with how someone else takes in the information, and I think being honest is more important than being worried about hurting someone's feelings. So I think the best way is to, don't you have, you, no, somebody else told me about the
shit sandwich?
The shit sandwich, yeah. So start with, that was Lori Davis, dating expert Lori Davis. You start with something nice, then you fill it with something not so nice, and then you end it with something nice too. So, you know, I have so much fun hanging out with you. I don't really feel like sexual chemistry or, you know, relationship connection, but I feel like I can talk to you about anything, which is like very clear. Friend zone, you're cool, but friend zone.
Damn, that hit hard. I was just about to make my move too.
Is like it the eyebrows? Broke up. Probably. Continue.
No, that was it. I feel like I just got broken up with. But I feel also like I like you. Like you enjoy my company.
No, was that good?
Yeah, I think it's mostly the eyebrows.
Seriously. But
no, that was very good.
Right.
The shit sandwich, it's tried and true.
Mm-hmm.
It works 100% of the time. A little compliment, little insult, little compliment.
What do you feel about doing something that you know is going to hurt someone else's feelings? Like, is there a way that you can, like, do you ease out of it or do you just rip the Band-Aid off?
Rip the Band-Aid and, like, whatever, kind of like we were talking about the VR stuff, when possible, defer towards more of an interaction. What I mean by that is, if possible, do it in person. Next best thing, Skype or FaceTime. Next best thing, in a phone call. Worst of all, some form of texting or Instagram for stuff like this. So if you can, and the beauty of the in-person is that as you're delivering this steaming shit sandwich, you can put a little empathy on it. Like, Tona, you're awesome. I have so much fun with you, but I don't feel that spark of something long-term, and I want to be honest with you, and I actually kind of want to be friends still. I hope that's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you probably felt a little bit of empathy, even though it was all a lie.
A little bit, but then I was like, you know, F you. I don't want to be friends. Don't be friends. That's just the bread and the shit sandwich.
It's empty calories.
Don't take the bread.
We're not going to be friends.
You don't want the bread.
all right, so let's move along, friend. We have a question from a young lady, 24. She says, so when I went on a first date with this guy and he was calling me babe, my angel, and really touchy and calling me sweetie, would you guys think that's a little bit weird on a first date?
What was that accent, Ray?
I don't know. That's just me being weird.
I've always been of the mind that men, if they like you, are just going to go as far as they possibly can go on a first date. So he's calling you babe and angel and sweetie and touching you because, newsflash, he wants to have sex with you. I don't think it's weird for a guy to want to have sex with an attractive 24-year-old female. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, it's up to you to reset and recalibrate what is going to be okay for you in this relationship. But if you were into him, I feel like you wouldn't be bothered by it. I think you're bothered by it because you don't really like this guy, but you don't want to hurt his feelings, huh?
I think it's an associative behavior that's just too much. It's too much on a first date. It should be associated with going exclusive or three or four dates in or after you've been intimate. I think it's a little soon. I kind of defer to your view where it's like, I like affectionate behavior, especially early on, but I think it's a little bit too soon.
Yeah, but a lot of guys do this. You know, a lot of guys just really lay it on thick in the beginning. And I can think back to times where guys were like too much approaching me. And I was like, ew. But then there were also times when guys did that. And I was like, oh, my God, I love it. That he's like, he just goes after what he wants. And he just says it like it is. And you know what I mean? So I think the difference is whether you're attracted to them back or not.
All right, my angel. Is that it for the
watch it. That is too much. But it is not too much to ask you guys to stick around because we have more Dates and Mates after this. We have a little bit of a rant happening over here, a little bit of a rant happening on my side of the table, and much, much more Dates and Mates right after this break.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT18 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT18, that's GIFT18 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, 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 it's Dates and Mates, your favorite show about love in the modern world. By the way, if you love Dates and Mates, why not share it with someone? Isn't love meant to be shared, Ray?
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. So why not leave us a review on iTunes and hit that little share button and share this love with someone you care about, someone that needs this advice. So, Ray, you know, I think maybe one of the only reasons that you keep showing up to this show is that I give you a chance to air your grievances. So I know something's got your...
Well, it's that and your eyebrows, my angel, but it's okay. It's a combination.
I will... Are you going to make a rant about my eyebrows? Is that going to be...
That could definitely be one.
No. Tell me what you want to rant about today, Ray.
You know, we're doing a postscript on a prior rant. It's something that's really been a thorn in my side.
Still?
It's friends hooking each other up.
Okay. Put 60 seconds on the clock, producer Thomas.
I was at the dog park and my dog buddied up with another. And it turned out that other dog, the owner, was a cute girl. And as we talked, I noticed she was cool. She had a little swag. But I have a girlfriend. And 90% of the time, that's the end of the story. Instead, I told her I was taken. I asked her if she was single, and then I told her about my awesome friend. Without asking, I pulled out his Instagram, showed it to her, and asked her if I could show him her Instagram. She said yes, so I grabbed her Instagram handle, and then, fast forward a week, they went on a date, and they had a blast. There's no better gift to give a friend than a new crush and maybe some sweet, sweet loving. And Instagram makes this too easy. Go bank some goodwill and hook up a friend. No excuses. Guys especially. Always be meeting people and don't be afraid to play a little Cupid.
Well timed, first of all. Second of all, I like that Instagram sort of makes this connection a little bit more casual. Because normally, I think it would be weird if you, as a taken man, went up to a woman or were talking to a woman and got her phone number. But because of Instagram, it can be like a casual connection. And I think it makes you able to connect with people in a way that's not intimidating. And that, you know, keeps you on the right side of your girlfriend, but that can also move the conversation forward.
I think it kind of also makes it feel like it's not a blind date, too. Because like they see as much... Actually, I think they see more of that person through their Instagram profile than they do from another person's Tinder profile or Bumble, because it's more pictures, it's a little more curated, and
videos,
the caption.
All that.
Yeah. So, and I think one of the keys is like, don't even ask. Be like, my friend's awesome. Once I found out she was single, I said, my friend is awesome. Here, pulled it up, showed it. What do you think?
And wait, was she like flirting with you though before? Is that weird? No, you don't want to say.
I mean, maybe we were just being friendly.
But see, that's something I worry about. Like, if somebody was initially attracted to you and you're like, you go out with my friend, then is it always weird because you know, like, initially they were attracted to you?
Well, I mean, you can be attracted to many people at once, can't you?
Can you?
I mean, I'm attracted to Brooklyn Decker, even though I'm a taken man. I'm still attracted to Brooklyn Decker.
Do you follow her on Instagram?
Actually, I don't. I'm glad.
Just
I should
slide up into that DM. This is the reddest I've officially ever seen you.
Oh, I'm not red at all. Come on. I'm ruddy and healthy.
You're thinking about that Brooklyn Decker.
You're attracted to, I'm sure there's a male celebrity that you got the hots for, and that's okay. You're not going to act on it, but I know you got the hots for a couple.
Am I?
Who is it? Is it Chris Martin?
No, we talked about
Denzel?
This. Remember when we did the MASH game? Dave Franco.
Dave Franco?
Dave Franco.
The little youngin?
Yeah.
Oh, you like him a little young, huh? No hair?
No
hair.
Yeah, I was going to live in a mansion with Dave Franco, drive a pink Audi. Remember the whole MASH game? Forget it.
I do kind of remember.
If you guys remember which episode, go ahead and leave it. Leave it in in the review that you leave us on iTunes and tell me how much you love the MASH game, too. You guys didn't play the MASH game. It's a girl's thing.
What is the game? I'm confused.
I'll do a video on it sometime.
Okay.
I'll show you, but you have to create a little.
Pre-Ray? Was it before my time?
No. No.
We did it?
No, well, we did it online, but when I was a youngin', we used to play it, not digitally, we used to play it with paper. I'll make one. I really will make a video, and I'll show you how to play the MASH game.
You know, they say James Franco is like full-on gay.
No, they do not.
They do.
They don't. No, they don't. Because okay. He says that he just doesn't put labels.
Like, I know who they are. I don't know if you know who they are. But we can fight about they if you want. And they definitely say it.
No, we have other things to fight about. How about, can I rant a little bit?
Talk to me.
Can I do a little diatribe?
Let me hear it.
I want to talk about negging wives. Well, there's this term called negging in the pickup artist community. So for those that don't know it, it's basically a strategy where a person deliberately puts down where a guy deliberately puts down on a girl and says insulting things to try and undermine their confidence and or pique their interest so that they'll go out with them. It's a total mind game that seems to actually work because pickup artists keep teaching it. But the problem is, I'm actually seeing too many wives that are practicing negging with their husbands and girlfriends practicing negging with their boyfriends. Somehow it's become cool to talk about all of the things that your husband does wrong and how he's so lazy and doesn't do the dishes and treats you like crap and isn't engaged with your kids. And to me, this is not cool or fun. And it's actually one of the most detrimental things in a relationship, insulting your partner. And whether it's happening to your husband's face or putting him down behind his back, it's not the right choice. So whether you're single, coupled, male or female, negging is not good for your relationship. I want to start a new trend. I want to call it pausing, saying positive things. So give your partner compliments. If you notice they do something nice, say something. Post a nice comment about them on social media for the world to see and tag them. Let's make love, not war. Let's pause.
Let's pause.
Pause.
Let's take a pause for the
P-O-S-S-I-N-G.
P-O-Z-Z or S-S?
P-O-S-S-I-N-G. Like positive. Hashtag pausing.
Is that a thing? Like you think women, I kind of. Like,
do I think it?
In sitcoms and shows, it's like a thing. It's like the woman bombs on the husband. And that's a real thing? That's very common?
Did you think I just made it up from my own minds?
Okay.
It's a total thing.
Are you lying right now? Did you make all that up?
No, it's
a
total thing. And the times when I'm subjected to it, because I've always been of the mindset, like, you should put your spouse on the highest pedestal. And any negative thoughts, first of all, should not, if you can avoid the negative thoughts and talk about them, that's best first. But second of all, they should not be shared with other people outside of the house. And I'm feeling like I'm subjected to a lot of negging of spouses right now. And then it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because I'm sitting there like, and they're like, what you got? I'm like, he left his shoes in the middle of the floor yesterday.
Yeah,
like,
it's weird.
It's not a real thing.
Like talking trash about someone is like cool and fun in a group setting, but like talking somebody up is like faux pas. What's an example of a pause? If you're going to pause your husband or your lover, okay, what's an example of a good one?
Well, Ray, I paused my husband on Instagram talking about how he did something really nice for me. He bought me tickets to my favorite musical, Hamilton. Mm. So I talked about like how awesome my husband is and how much I appreciate that he did this thing for me. And I also took a picture that I'm going to post later of like, he's not a tool guy, but he just fixed something in the house. And that just made me wild. And so like thanking him for doing those little things that I think a lot of people would overlook. That was something that was really important to me. So I'm going to pause him for that.
I like
just
that.
Let him know that he's awesome. I paused my kids the other day. I wasn't home last night. We went on a date night and I just wrote a little note to them. Just like, we love you.
Pause
awesome.
For the cause.
Pause for
I think
the cause.
You're awesome.
I think you're awesome too. Hashtag pausing. So let us know what you love about Dates and Mates. You can tweet me at Damona Hoffman. Hashtag pausing Dates and Mates. You can also hit me up on Instagram. Slide up into that DM if you want. Slide into Ray's DM at RayChristian_LA. And by the way, if you love the show, why not subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review, and tell a friend. We'll see you next week. And until then, happy dating.